Bonsoir en direct du Loge 21 de l'AMR pour cette quatrième soirée de l'AMR Jazz Festival. Qui est avec moi? Il est né à Cape Town en Afrique du Sud le 10 mars 1940, donc il est son anniversaire il y a quelques jours. Batteur qui a électrisé les scènes du monde pour plus que 50 ans. Madame, messieurs, c'est Luis Moholo Moholo. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, bonsoir.
So, as of now, we are here playing with the Five Blocks. Is it a tour or is it just a little concert?
It's a one-night stand, this is. You know, like we're going to Bergamo tomorrow, and then I go back to London, and then to South Africa.
And can you just give us a little introduction of the Five Blocks? So we have Alexander Hoxin to the piano, Shabaka Hutchings to the tenor sax, Neil Charles to the bass, and Jason Yard to the saxophone, and you at the drums.
Yes, these are a bunch of nice young guys, you know, really, they inspire me. They make me young, you know, they really kick my my thing, you know, they really influence me. They really influence me. I'm very happy to have them. I worked very hard to be in this position as well.
How do you meet? Is by your agent or by your choice?
Well, by them coming to my gigs and seeing me play over the years. And it's over the years. It's a lot of years. And they've had me from being young as well, because I'm getting on. And like they've been following my steps, and of course my brothers who died, like Dudu Phukwana, Mongezi Feza, Chris McGregor, Nick Moyagi, they followed us, and they were listening to records, and I'm so grateful that you know, my brothers who died contributed to the music that is happening today.
And so, as of now, are you playing under a certain label, or are you just playing independently?
No, we've got a label called Ogan. Yeah, and we're doing fine, and thank God, you know, like it's a blessing in disguise. It shows you there is something called, there is God.
Today you're playing Geneva, so in Switzerland, in the 60s, so when you left South Africa to go to London, you spent some time in Switzerland. Is it here that you met Irene Schweizer? In that period, or was it later?
No, in that period, we came to Zurich straight, and we met, and he liked our music, and I loved her music, and from then on, we kind of like gelled, and he liked us, and he's one of the people who supported us in all the frustrations that we went through. She is really a sister. She's really, really a sister. She was so supportive to our struggle in South Africa as well. And Switzerland as a whole played a very important part in liberating our country. Thank you, Switzerland. Thank you. On behalf of South Africa, we're thanking Switzerland. We will never forget you. The hospitality you gave us, and thank you very much.
So we always think about Africa, about this new talent on hip-hop, rap, or world music, so more traditional music. How is the jazz scene there? How a person from Africa who wants to develop his jazz talent, let's say, can actually develop himself?
You see, like in South Africa, I must say that we've got a lot of young, talented musicians. South Africa is infested with talented people, you know. And I told the people in England, like Keith Tippett, I was, says, when we get our independence, Keith, we're going to rule the world. It's how fantastic South Africa is. I told him, we won the rugby match. We got the most beautiful president in the world. Like, you know, and there's so many talented musicians in South Africa. And it's just that the legacy of the Boer, you know, the legacy of the Boer has put us so much back in terms of like developing, because they were always killing our development, arresting us and massacring us. So we have to pick it up. They've messed us up so much that we're still recovering. We still don't know how much the damage is, but I can see, while I'm there in South Africa, I can see the damage. And thank God that we're so much talented in South Africa that we picked up. And I hope South Africa is patient with us as well, because we've got some nice messages.
South Africa is one of the only countries in the African continent cannot get out with the Miriam Makeba, Soweto yes. Kinch. Paul Simon was there, right? He was yes. really in love with that country.
And it's a pity that our women in South Africa are not featured. It's only men that are featured in South Africa. Well, there is a few people like Miriam Makeba, okay. But the reason is that our sisters and our daughters saw us being roughed up by the Boer. So we were hiding them. So that's how they are not known. But they are there. There were a lot of South African women that were discouraged by the apartheid. And we stood up against it. So our women were not exposed as much as us. Got a lot of women in South Africa that are playing music.
Are you doing something personally, like a project?
Well, I've got the foundation that is going on. And we helped as the Ogun people, and we formed a band called the Dedication Orchestra that was dedicated to the musicians that died, Dudu Pukwana, Among His Feather, Johnny Jani, Chris McGregor. So we play their music, and by receiving some monies, we give it to the students in South Africa.
You had a very long experience in jazz music, and you had a lot of projects. Which was your favorite?
It's playing with the Blue Notes with Dudu Pukwana was the nicest. I got such a horrible feeling, actually, by me being alone on this planet Earth and them gone. I feel like fired. I was never fired in a band, but this time I think I'm fired. No. I think those guys are having a good time in heaven. I'll join them soon. You know, I feel like maybe going to their concert or something. Because I'm sure they're playing somewhere.
Would you like to play a tribute or sometimes a tribute concert to the music you play together?
Yes, I do that every time, actually. Even if I'm not doing nothing. The world has lost not only myself, you know. I think the world has lost a lot of good musicians. Like, you know, can you imagine a world without Ornette Coleman? Jesus Christ. Albert Ayler, you know, Coltrane, you know. It's enough now, you know. People should just live forever now.
What is the time machine? Sometimes I ask to myself. After this, I would like to thank you, Luis. It was a really nice 10 minutes with you.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you very much. We love you. You don't have to love us. We love you.
We love you back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, then.